WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Buckle up because today's episode of Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace is all about something super crucial. Self-reflection. Ever feel like you're constantly saying, yes, when you really want to scream, nope? Like your energy is perpetually on low, even though you've had a good night's sleep? You know that feeling when you get home after a hectic day and just want to curl up in a ball and hide from the world. Well, guess what? That's your inner voice trying to tell you something. It's trying to nudge you towards those magical boundaries we all need. And trust me, understanding why you feel that way is the first step to getting yourself back on track. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways about self-reflection and figuring out what your boundary needs are. Number 1. Self-awareness is like having a superpower. Seriously. It's the ability to tune into your emotions, thoughts, and physical sensations. It's about knowing when you're feeling overwhelmed, drained, or happy, and understanding why. Think of it like this. If your phone battery is constantly flashing red, you know something's up, right? You need to recharge. Your body and mind work the same way. Next up, number 2. Pay attention to your gut feelings. That little voice inside you whispering, uh-oh, or, this feels off. Don't ignore it. Your intuition is a powerful tool. It's like a built-in alarm system that's trying to protect you from situations or people who might drain your energy. Okay, here's number 3. Identify your values. What truly matters to you? Is it honesty, kindness, creativity, freedom? Once you know what's important, it becomes easier to set boundaries that align with those values. It's like creating a compass that guides your decisions and helps you stay true to yourself. Number 4. It's okay to say no. Seriously, you don't have to justify your choices or feel guilty for prioritizing your own well-being. Saying no is not selfish, it's self-care. It's about creating space for the things that truly nourish you. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. This journey of self-discovery takes time and effort. There will be moments when you stumble, make mistakes, or question your boundaries. That's totally normal. Just remember to be patient, compassionate with yourself, and keep practicing. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss asks you to take on another project that's already overflowing your plate. Your gut says, no way, but you hesitate because you don't want to seem uncooperative. This is a classic example of boundary struggle. You know that taking on this extra workload will leave you feeling stressed and exhausted, and it might even impact the quality of your existing work. But you also value being seen as reliable and go-getter. Here's where self-reflection comes in. Take a moment to acknowledge your feelings, that tightness in your chest, the quickening heartbeat. These are signals from your body telling you something isn't right. Remember your values? Do you prioritize work-life balance? Do you value your own well-being? Based on your self-awareness, you can now confidently say no to your boss while offering an alternative solution. You might suggest delegating tasks or prioritizing existing projects. By honoring your boundaries and communicating assertively, you're taking control of your time and energy, which ultimately leads to greater satisfaction and success in the long run. So remember, folks, self-reflection is like a treasure map guiding you towards those strong, healthy boundaries you need. Listen to your inner voice, identify your values, and don't be afraid to say, no. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of the biggest challenges you face when it comes to setting boundaries? Share your thoughts in the comments section below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend who could use a little boundary boost. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and protect your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.